Hello and welcome to Handelsbanken Insights. Today you'll be hearing from me, Chris, and I'm joined by Hannah, who's a member of our financial crime team. And today we're going to focus on invoice fraud that can affect corporate banking customers and how you can stay safe and protect your company and employees from fraud. Hannah, we focused in our other podcasts on the way that fraud affects personal individual customers. However, unfortunately, businesses are also being targeted by fraud. We've explained in some of our other podcasts about CEO fraud and how scammers can manage to impersonate the CEO or finance director or other senior member of staff within the victim's organisation to convince the victim into making an urgent payment into the scammer's account. Presumably this isn't the only type of fraud though that affects businesses.
So we're talking about corporate customers. As you've just mentioned, Chris, CEO fraud is one method that businesses are targeted, and another is invoice fraud.
So moving to invoice fraud specifically, let's discuss that. What do we need to consider?
So basically, invoice fraud is also a type of authorised push payment or APP scam, which happens when a person or a business is tricked into sending money to a fraudster posing as a genuine payee. So in an invoice scam, the victim attempts to pay an invoice to a legitimate payee, but the criminal intervenes to convince the victim to redirect that payment to an account that they control. This type of fraud can actually affect both business and personal customers, as it includes criminals posing as, for example, conveyancing solicitors, builders, and other tradespeople to target personal customers, or targeting businesses posing as, for example, a supplier and claiming that bank details have changed. This type of fraud often involves the criminal either intercepting emails or compromising an email account. So usually the person paying is expecting to pay a bill. However, the account details have changed, the bill is paid and it all looks legitimate. However, it's far from it.
So do the fraudsters try and justify these invoice changes?
Well, yes, they do. So sometimes the change of details comes with some sort of bogus reasoning, such as the fraudster saying that the usual account is currently being audited. And your first thought might be that this sounds okay. However, you do have the right to question, even if the reason for the account change does seem legitimate.
So are there any particular red flags for this type of fraud?
Yeah, so receiving either an email or a letter unexpectedly and requesting for the change in banking details from a supplier is a common red flag. Along with the fraudster suggesting that this is an urgent change, as we see with most frauds, that sense of urgency is used to stop us from checking the details that we've received.
And what are your tips for staying safe with invoice scams?
We would always recommend you make sure that you always confirm any bank details directly with the company, either via the telephone or in person, before you make a payment or transfer any money. As with CEO fraud, criminals can access or alter emails to make them look genuine. So with that in mind, if you do receive an email changing banking details, do not use the contact details on that email. Instead, check the company's official website or documentation. And if you are making a payment to that account for the first time, transfer a small sum first and then check with the company using known contact details that payment has been received to check that the account details are correct. And as ever, make sure you do contact your bank straight away if you do think that you may have fallen victim to an invoice or a mandate scam.
Thanks, Hannah. Some really good advice as always. As we've discussed in the last podcast, use the advice from the industry initiative Take 5 to Stop Fraud and just stop and think about what you're actually being asked to do. And don't be afraid to challenge that person who's asking you to transfer money, especially if the request is urgent or the beneficiary details have changed. Make sure you protect yourself by contacting your account manager or our Handelsbanken customer support team on 0800 470 8000 or Action Fraud as soon as you can if you think you've fallen for a scam. Thanks for listening, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast episode.